This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now from, the beautiful, beautiful confines of Austin, Texas, is Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. What's the weather like in Austin right now?
It's a beautiful day today. It's only about 85. We had a cool front come through here and drop the temperature and the humidity, and it's just lovely.
What is it like in the worst part of the year? What's the worst part of the year, and what's it like during the worst part of the year?
In the summertime, it's in the upper 90s, and it's more humid than you'd think it would be, because we're about a four-hour drive from the coast.
Right.
People think it's Texas, it's dry, but it's not in this part of the state. So we're too close to Houston to be that dry, unfortunately.
Okay. I'm just curious. Never been there. Maybe I'll come one day. Maybe I'll show up and be like, hey, what you having for dinner? Anyway.
The invitation is always open.
What you having for dinner? I admit right now, normally when you come in, I am already on your website, but I was looking at one of your reviews, and I took a link, and I had to go back.
Down the rabbit hole?
I went down the rabbit hole about the Hawaiian House shotgun loader.
Yeah, I have not seen that myself. This was the first I'd heard of it when Travis wrote this up for us. But pretty interesting. Basically a magazine for shotgun.
Yeah. Well, a magazine feeder. Because I've seen some really interesting setups where they're all in loops. But this is actually feeding shells to you.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. You load it like a magazine, and you can attach it to load-bearing equipment, a belt, whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Instead of doing that, that would be cool and fun and everything else, let's just make ourselves mad. Let's talk about another New York City subway shooting. Will mean more New Yorkers who want their gun rights back. And I was just having this chat. So let me preface this with this question. Do you think after the Bruin decision comes out, if they were to say, okay, everywhere shall issue from here on out, do you think in New York City we would see a clamoring for permits?
I think you will. Now, proportionally, it will be a small percentage of the people in New York. You've got 8.1 million people, I think, living in New York these days. But that means it only takes a small percentage of people to overwhelm the new NYPD and their application process for concealed carry permits. You're going to get hundreds of thousands of people wanting guns.
Right.
It's going to be, they're going to be doing land office business for a while. Now, what the court is, we think, going to do is strike down may issue permitting, meaning that they're not going to let governments require individuals to prove that they're worthy of exercising their Second Amendment rights if somebody applies, they're going to be granted a carry permit. However, if you think about this for more than a minute, you're going to realize we've got different qualifications and criteria for issuing these permits around the country. Some places, it's virtually free. You know, it's a $10 permitting process, and then you're issued a license. And again, we're talking about non-constitutional carry states here. But in other places, it's fairly expensive. So if the Bruin decision goes the way that I think it will, I think you're going to see places like New York and New Jersey and California and Maryland be kicking and screaming into issuing concealed carry permits, which means, okay, we're going to issue these permits because the court says we have to, but you're going to pay $300 for an application fee. And then you're going to have to spend 2 days in a class in order to be issued your permit. So they're going to make it as expensive and onerous as possible for individuals to qualify and get their permit.
Do you think, so if they were to get in there and to put all these tripwires in place, that sort of defeats the whole purpose of may issue, doesn't it?
Of course. Of course.
Or shall issue, rather. It defeats the purpose of shall issue. I'm sorry.
Correct. And that, in and of itself, will be taken to court. That will be the subject of lawsuits. And that will go back. And then the courts are going to have to decide what constitutes a reasonable requirement, and where does it then pass into an infringement of Second Amendment rights? It's basically going to be an angels on the head of a pin argument someplace. So the court's going to have to draw a line somewhere, and this is going to take years again. But the court's going to have to draw a line and say, yeah, you can charge somebody $75, but you can't charge them $500. And you can require somebody to sit in a class for a day, 8 hours, but you can't require them to do it for 3 days. You know, where are those lines drawn? It's going to be a mess. But if people are determined, unlike now, you know, we're in New York City now, you either need an eight-figure net worth or you have to be willing to bribe a cop to get a permit to own a pistol, let alone carry one.
Right.
And I'm not kidding about the bribing a cop. There have been a number of
corruption
investigations in the NYPD, and of course, May issue breeds this. When you make cops or bureaucrats responsible for deciding who can and can't carry, that creates incentives for saying, well, I'm not so sure about you, but I sure would like a new boat.
You know, here's the thing about New York, and I mean, you know, gosh. Stephen DeAndrelli, right, from Arbolus Quarrel.
Yes.
He used to be an expediter in New York City. Which yeah, they had all these little cottage industries that arose just from the sheer bureaucratic nonsense they had to go. You know what? We don't have time to. So anyway, to your point, we'll just have to discuss this in the next segment, just because I don't even have time to try to formulate the question. At thetruthaboutguns.com right now, this is at the top of the page. It was published today. Another New York City subway shooting will mean more New Yorkers who want their gun rights back. This is the impetus behind this line of questioning I have with Dan. Simply because in New York City, they're just all involuntary victims. And, I mean, it is absolutely right that they should be demanding those. Find this at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman, we were getting to the part about New York and trying to get a permit and everything. And the reason I brought up Stephen was that he was an expediter. And now an expediter is not somebody that was actually required to get a permit in New York City, but it made pretty good sense to try to get one just to help you go through the bureaucratic process, right?
Right. That's one of the perverse incentives that is created by May issue and the bureaucratic hurdles that are thrown up between you and your right to own and carry a firearm. What happens is you may not need, quote unquote, an expediter. And what you should really think when you hear that word is a fixer, because this is somebody with inside knowledge of the process and somebody who probably was a cop. I believe was the gentleman you mentioned was a former police officer. So they know people. They know the system. They know people in the system. They know who to call and how to get these things done. So, yeah, you may have to pay whatever the fee is in New York City to apply for one now, and I don't know what that is, but I'm sure it's hundreds of dollars. But it probably also is worth your while and greatly increases your chances if you hire somebody like that, and there are a number of these people, to help, quote-unquote, guide you through the process. So in addition to the incentives for graft and corruption that these processes create, and again, we've seen this in New York City, we've seen it in Santa Clara County, California, wherever you give bureaucrats or police officers sole discretion as to who can carry a gun. So in addition to the graft, then it creates all these other little mini industries of people who can then, and there's nothing wrong with this, this isn't an illegal thing at all, but these people can provide a service and it's valuable. Yeah, they know how to cut through the bureaucracy and get to the people who can actually get you what it is you want.
But
it adds to the cost, of course.
Sure.
Of the whole enterprise.
Right. So I guess the other thing, though, if for somebody that wants to get out there that looks at this and they say, "Wow, look at all these steps and all these people I got to go through. Maybe I should just bribe a cop." To your point. This is how this whole corruption gets in place when they make it so outlandishly difficult to do things the right way.
Exactly. That's exactly right. When you give a cop or some other bureaucrat discretion over who can and cannot exercise a right, who can carry a gun, or who can build on this property, or who can, whatever it is, it creates incentives for graft and corruption. How many building inspectors in the country have gotten a new set of tires or a new bass boat in order to pass on a certain building or get something approved that otherwise would have taken 6 months to get done, and they're getting, basically the owner, I'm not saying this is a good idea, and of course it's illegal, but I'm saying
right.
The owner or whoever it is who wants something out of this person makes a cost-benefit calculation and said, look, I can pay this guy $5,000 in cash and wait 6 months to see if maybe he approves it. And in the meantime, it's costing me hundreds of thousands of dollars because I can't get my project completed. Or I can pay the guy $5,000 and get it done in a week. Which am I going to do? Okay, I'll take the risk that I'm going to get caught and I'll put some money under the table.
That was the thing about that, and, it's a weird segue to go into, but that was the thing about Trump. Trump used to operate in New York City without going the corrupt route and still got stuff done.
Oh, and I'm sure he did it the other way, too. I can't imagine anybody who operates in New York as long as he did and the scale he did everything above board. It's almost inconceivable to me that you could operate for that long in a city like that and do everything according to book. That's like assuming that every football coach in the NCAA is successful in getting all the players he needs and playing it by the NCAA book. They're all doing it. You know they're all doing it. They're all cheating somehow. However it's happening. The point, again, we're back to the original point. When you put up these kinds of roadblocks and give individuals sole discretion of where you can exercise a right, this is what happened. It doesn't happen in every case, but it's going to happen. It's just human nature. And hopefully that will be taken away to a large extent if the Bruin case is decided the way we hope and expect it to be.
I guess we're going to see on that one. But then the next thing that's going to be coming up, and, you know, it also leads into this, it also bleeds out of this article as well, is, you know, they always seem to be waiting. They always seem to be biding their time for certain rampage killing events. Not all of them, because not all of them fit the narrative. And that's what really gets on my nerves. The way
well,
that
sure,
they
not all mass shootings are created equal. Some,
right.
You're right. Some fit the narrative and some don't. And we don't hear about some of them. Some of them disappear from the headlines very quickly, and others linger for a long time.
Well, I mean, I've still got a bunch of questions about Las Vegas, for example. I never heard the final outcome of that, and I've never heard of anybody getting sued or anything else like that. But you know what? We're coming up on the next break. This article's in the top four articles at the top of his page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thetruthaboutguns.com writes and updates more than any other website of its type on the web. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is once again appearing to downplay comments President Biden made to reporters about the United States defending Taiwan should China invade. A statement was quickly put out that said Biden's comments don't reflect a change in U.S. policy. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith brushes off the president's comments on CNN.
He sort of moved away from strategic ambiguity, without question.
Are you okay with that?
I don't think it's going to make that big a difference. It clearly states the deterrence. It doesn't...
Does confusion help?
Well, it's strategic ambiguity.
The ongoing formula shortage is being blamed for the hospitalization of four babies in South Carolina. The babies having a bad reaction to new formulas. The Dow gained 618 points to close at 31,880. This is USA Radio News. Parents of students killed in the Oxford High School shooting in Michigan are filing a federal lawsuit against the school district. The parents claim school employees did not follow the district's process for handling students with suicidal thoughts, while they claim that the suspect clearly met the standards of the policy. The school has not yet commented on the lawsuit. Elon Musk is continuing to have questions about the amount of people actually on Twitter.
Elon Musk suggested that his agreement to purchase Twitter for $44 billion was based on actual followers of the platform. Now that it's been exposed, bots or non-people computers are in a large portion of the platform. His bid should be lowered to match the actual users. If 25% of the users are bots, then the Twitter acquisition deal should cost 25% less.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
Holster.com. For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And we had just gotten to the point where we were discussing how certain rampage shootings are more equal than others. And I'm just wondering, because like in this case, the New York City subway shooting, that is a particularly, that's nearly as bad as being on an airplane shooting, because you got nowhere to go, right?
Exactly.
While the train's in motion, right, you got nowhere to go. You either have to get close enough to the guy and engage him in some manner or form, or just wait till your turn to get shot. And so that makes it a rather unique sort of countryside out there to have that happen. So that would qualify as a terroristic threat to have a mass casualty set up like that. And yet, like you said, some rampage shootings are more equal than others. And I'm just wondering if there's ever, do you think there's ever going to come a time? I mean, it's all over the place anymore how all these blue cities are the ones where all this is happening. All these areas where they've haven't had a Republican mayor in the last two centuries and that kind of nonsense, where all this is happening all the time, and yet they always fall back with a very shameless claim. The problem is that there's not national gun control. And I'm just wondering, do you think we'll ever see a moment, will this, if we went to shall issue, And the Supreme Court, they wrote the decision in such a way as to where there was no ambiguity, and everybody knew, okay, well, if you do this or if you do that or you do this, we'll be coming to look at you soon. Do you think that would take that argument away?
I think they'll always make that argument. I think the civilian disarmament industrial complex is utterly shameless in the argument that it's willing to make and that it does make. Because if you look at the Buffalo shooter, he bought his rifle legally in New York. Now, the only argument for federal gun control that Governor Hochul could make, and of course she did, is that she assumed, and I haven't seen any proof of this, but she assumed that because the shooter lived just a couple of miles from the Pennsylvania border, that he had to have gone over the border to Pennsylvania to buy his 30-round magazine. Because, of course, he couldn't possibly have gotten his hands on a 30-round magazine in New York because those are illegal. They're illegal to buy. They're not illegal to own. I mean, there are millions of them in New York that were there before they were outlawed. And they were grandfathered. When they changed the law there, anyone who previously owned 30-rounders or anything over 10 rounds could keep them. They just couldn't be sold again after that date. Anyway, she made that argument, assuming that he had to have gone into Pennsylvania to buy that as her justification for calling for federal action on more gun control.
Isn't that a the most arrogant thing you've ever seen?
Well, it's very arrogant. I mean, that's quite a scale. I mean, when you're talking about government, naked government presumption and bending the facts to fit your narrative, that's something that seems to be exceeded virtually every day. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, look, she is calling for the New York Attorney General to investigate Twitch and some other platform, I think it's Discord, because the shooter used those platforms to stream the shooting, and I think he talked in advance about what he was going to do. So he thinks that those platforms and the CEOs of those platforms, she thinks that those platforms and the CEOs should be held accountable for that.
In what way?
That's exactly what I want to know. They are platforms. I mean, should they be responsible for monitoring everything that everyone streams every moment of every day? That, of course, would put them out of business because they can't possibly do that. They are open platforms that get into the whole argument here about what's a platform and who's a publisher, and of course Facebook and Twitter and others have gotten themselves into that mess by selectively editing who can and who can't say certain things on their platforms.
Right.
If you're an open platform, which I believe Twitch and Discord and a lot of others largely are, then you're like a phone carrier and you can't be held liable for, if you're AT&T, you can't be held liable for two people discussing how to blow up a building using AT&T's cell phone.
No.
You know, you can't be, first of all, it'd be illegal if they monitored all those calls. Second of all, you can't possibly be expected to do that. It's ludicrous. It's a way for politicians like Hochul to say, I'm doing something about this. It's insane. I'm sure nothing's going to come of it. But we shall see. They're going to try to put those two service providers through the ringer just because they did that. But that's not unlike Lucky Gunner or Arms List or other people being sued, and they have been. for selling ammunition to people who have gone on to commit crimes. I think the Aurora Theater shooter bought his ammunition from Lucky Gunner, so they were sued, of course. They were found not guilty, but that doesn't mean... Yeah, that doesn't mean that you don't have to defend it and spend hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, defending it until the end to get that finally thrown out. It's called lawfare. And it's a way to punish your enemies through the process, even if you're not successful in getting a judgment against them.
Yeah, we need to figure out a way to make them... Because they abandoned that... It was a couple of parents that sued Lucky Gunner.
Correct.
And they failed. They had been goaded on by the Brady campaign. Then they were found, they failed with their lawsuit, and then they were held liable for the $200,000 plus attorney fees that Lucky Gunner entailed. And of course, they don't have the money. They're never going to be able to pay it. Although I think they have jobs now at the Brady campaign.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure of that. And I know that there was a shooting in Wisconsin hair salon where a guy walked in and shot his ex-wife or somebody and a few other people, and he bought his gun and got an arms list, so they sued arms list. It was a perfectly legal gun transaction that was advertised on arms list. And if your listeners aren't familiar, arms list is basically a classified ad for guns that arranges sales between two people. And the ad was placed on arms list, and the two people, who I believe conducted a perfectly legal transaction, but one of them ended up using the gun he bought to kill some people. So arms list was sued.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie,
5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and there is an article on there. Basically, it looks like our favorite people, Blumenthal, you know, the non-combat veteran, combat veteran, Menendez, who I don't even know what he's good for. Booker, who is he's a fine piece of work as well. They've decided that they want to have a federal FOID card, haven't they?
Well, what they want, and they of course know that this is never going to happen. But yeah, these senators, in the aftermath of the Buffalo shooting, have introduced a bill to require all prospective gun buyers to get the permission of the Department of Justice before they can buy a gun. It isn't legal. It will never happen. It couldn't come close to getting the votes in the Senate. It's just an exercise in grandstanding so that these 3 senators, Donang Dick, Spartacus, and Menendez has a really questionable background in the Dominican Republic I won't even go into. But, yeah, these great exemplars of legislative skill have thrown this up against the wall to get some positive publicity and say, hey, look, we care about this. This is what we want to do to promote, quote-unquote, gun safety, but the mean old GOP would never vote for this, so it won't happen.
Now, my supposition would be that if at some point, if they would actually enact that little snare there, that if they ever decided to take it away, that would mean no more guns. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I mean, how long do you think it would take to, if you had to go to your local federal building and apply for a gun permit purchase, a gun purchase permit with the local branch of the Department of Justice? I assume that would be a local FBI office. I don't know. But of course you would have to live in a city to do that, in person. If you live in a place, you know, a more rural location where there are no federal offices, could you do that at your local post office? Probably not. Would you have to do that online or by mail? Who knows? Again, don't worry about it. This is never going to happen. And these, if you ask any of these august senators, they haven't thought this through either in terms of the actual logistics of all this, because they know damn well it will never happen. But that was never the point of proposing this little exercise.
So what do you think the point was? Was it to get us used to this idea that they would... And what do you think would have to accompany this for this to actually work? That would not be there in the beginning. Would it be a registry, or what would be what would they miss so that they could come back and do additives later on to make sure that they're, of course, out there watching out for our safety as much as possible?
Well, yeah, I mean, if something like this ever did become law, of course there would then be challenges in the courts. Once they did, then it would. In the long run, it would become a Christmas tree on top of which they would attach all kinds of other restrictions and limitations on what you could buy. Because then once you give them the power to say who can and can't buy a handgun, then they also have the power to say which handguns can you and can you not buy. And who knows, we could get at some point then an approved gun registry, like we have in California, and I think Massachusetts has one. A roster. So if you can buy some guns but not others, again, this is not going to happen. This isn't anywhere close to happening. I want any of your listeners to think that this is something that's imminent or has any prayer of happening, because it won't. Just these senators trying to grab a few positive headlines and get themselves.
But in what way? In what way? I mean, you can't have reduced police presence. You can't have let criminals out on the street and people be disarmed, and then expect crime not to go up. You can't have all of those things in one room. They want to make that a thing. They want to make that happen. It's like Mean Girls, where Fetch, they want to make Fetch happen here. So they've got to know that there's just no way in the logical, physical universe that they can get out there and have more gun legislation, put the feds in charge of it. They got to know that.
So of course they do. I'm sure that they probably knew that defunding the police and decriminalizing huge amounts of the criminal code and not prosecuting lots of offenses and letting people who are arrested out on bail, zero bail, turning them right back out in the street again, I'm sure they knew that would end up in the mess that we're in right now, too. But it didn't matter. It was politically expedient at the time, which is why they did it. And now they're trying to walk that back, and they're trying to disassociate themselves from that as we get closer to the 2022 midterms, because defunding the police now is not nearly as popular as it used to be because of exactly what happened. But at the time, everybody got in line. Everybody on the left side of the spectrum said, yep, this is what we need to do. We've got to do something about all these racist, white supremacist police officers. Because Black Lives Matter. And who was impacted the most? Who was negatively impacted? Who has been victimized by the most by the resulting crime that happened? Black people. It's been shown over and over again by all the statistics. And which demographic is least in favor of defunding the police, having fewer cops on the beat path? Black people, because law-abiding black people who live in high-crime areas are the ones who are victimized most often by criminals, most often of the same color. And they're the ones who have to who pay the price for the for politicians' fashionable, expedient, knee-jerk reaction to stories like the George Floyd killing, which of course had nothing to do with guns.
Right.
You know, there's no firearm involved in that, but it didn't matter. The results, what came out of that, the protests, the flaming buildings, the mostly peaceful protests, all resulted in violent and gun-related crime skyrocketing in this country.
Yeah. There was an article out, and I read this the other day, just to leave you with this. In the time from when the Civil War ended to the Civil Rights Movement of the 60s, 3,418 black Americans were lynched by racists. And since since Black Lives Matter, between 2020 and 2022, 3,800 extra black lives have been lost due to violence. So they have outdone the entirety of post-Civil War to the civil rights as far as people that have died at the hands of violence. But I'm out of time, and I want to thank you for joining me today.
I want to say it's a pleasure, as always.
Check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan Zimmerman, always a pleasure. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.